This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. More back and forth on tariffs. President Trump has delayed tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 1 month.
This is something that we have to do. There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big, but the countries and companies that have been ripping us aren't particularly happy with what I'm doing.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
This is chaos. It's nonsense. It's not how you run any business, let alone the federal government. And the impact on states is immense.
It's still unclear what the president has in mind for the education department. Nancy Cordes reports his new education secretary likely has instructions.
He is going to order her, according to our sources, to do whatever she can to dismantle the agency without actually getting rid of it altogether. That would take an act of Congress.
Many Democrats cite the president's actions in firing federal workers and dismantling agencies for their opposition to a budget proposal. California Senator Adam Schiff.
I don't want to see a continuation of this slow death, the firings, the ignoring of Congress, the ignoring of our budgetary decisions.
Talks with Ukraine are back on. Linda Kenyon reports.
President Trump's Middle East envoy says the meeting will be Tuesday in Saudi Arabia to put together a framework to end the war in Ukraine. Steve Witkoff told reporters at the White House that Ukraine's President Zelensky has reached out to the president following last week's dust-up in the Oval Office.
President Zelensky has demonstrated that he's intent on that good faith path back.
Meanwhile, European Union leaders are holding emergency talks in Brussels on increasing their military budgets after the Trump administration suspended assistance to Ukraine. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
In Rome, the faithful gathered at St. Peter's Square, listened to a pre-recorded message from the Pope. The Vatican says his condition remains about the same. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Doctors say the condition of Pope Francis, who is suffering from pneumonia in a Rome hospital, is stable and he has not suffered any new breathing crisis. The last respiratory failure dates back to Monday.
The House voted today to censure Democrat Al Green of Texas for disrupting President Trump's speech to Congress. Green responded,
"The President of the United States, at a joint session of Congress, called members of Congress lunatics. That was an act of incivility."
On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day 427 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. They've learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. The teen surrendered to police at a home on East White Manor Court, where officers found the victim's body with stab wounds. A former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges will undergo a competency examination. The attorney for Anna Marie Crocker raised concerns about her mental state during a court appearance. A competency hearing is scheduled for April 4th. And Racine County has withdrawn its support for a proposed ICE center. The decision scraps previous plans for land donation and financial contributions. Organizers of the ICE rink project say they remain hopeful for future opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruise to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing seven of their players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows upper 20s to 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few flurries and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing to the 40s, even some 50s. It's 39 right now. WRKN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape in home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman. It's Stuart J. Waddles. And Stuart, do you take advantage of the big craze these days? Are you into pickleball?
No.
No?
Not a pickleballer.
These numbers, I think they're from a year ago, or at least this is the latest numbers I have. But it says a total of 13.6 million people played pickleball in 2023. That's a bit less than the 14.1 million who played soccer, and a bit more than the 13.1 million who did downhill skiing. So it shows you how popular it's becoming. I do downhill skiing. I have not tried pickleball yet.
What about downhill pickleballing?
There you go. You know how pickleball got its name, by the way?
I do not.
So back in the, I think this was in the 60s or maybe early 70s, there were some kids just batting a tennis ball around with tennis rackets in their on their driveway. And their dad decided to make a tennis court in their driveway. So he made, you know, the dimensions were a little bit different. It's kind of like today's pickleball dimensions. He made the dimensions on their driveway. The kids made up the game, and their dog Pickles was running around the whole time.
Get out of here. Are they getting paid on all this?
I don't know. I don't wonder.
But that's how I thought you were going to tell me a story about, the executives at Gherkin getting together.
No.
Coming up with a new marketing plan.
No. From 2022 to 2023, pickleball was the fastest growing sport, up 52% year over year.
I believe that.
Yeah. I would like to try it sometime. I don't know if I have the stamina. I don't have the stamina to play like, you know, three sets of tennis, but maybe I could, maybe I have enough stamina to handle pickleball. I don't know.
You think you could take out Don?
Yes.
Maybe we get Kurt versus Don on the pickleball court, you know?
Yes, I do think
morning
I could take out Don.
Afternoon, yeah. Settle it on the pickleball court.
I don't think I would take out a lot of people, but I think I could take out Don, yes.
Ooh, shots fired. So. Let's find some sponsors.
Yeah, it's shots fired, but you brought it up. Come on.
I know. I'm just stirring.
Yeah, you are absolutely stirring. All right, stirring. There's Stuart J. Waddle, Stirring It Up on WRJN.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know I'd love to take this time for you to help me run the hell. Help me run, help me run.
It's the Stampeders and Sweet City Woman on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. A reminder that farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke in her Midwest Farm Report. That's weekday mornings from 5 till 6. And reports throughout the day, too. You can keep up to date with all things agriculture by being part of our local news and timeless hits here on WRJN.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
With local news, and now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom, and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
It's the Drifters and this magic moment on WRJN. Now, Ben E. King sang lead on that song. It's actually one of the few songs from the Drifters that Ben E. King sang lead on. He left the group in 1960.
to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay. Now, baby, back and leave your truck, you know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's also where you can check out the Don Rosen Morning Show. It's home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com and clicking on the Don Rosen Morning Show button. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night.
FBI has learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. He was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia for allegedly killing his mother. The teen reportedly surrendered to police as he was leaving the family home on East White Manor Court. That's where officers discovered the woman's body with stab wounds. In a statement to the Racine County Eye, Racine Unified says they've activated its crisis team and they're providing support resources to staff and students. You can read more about the latest at RacineCountyEye.com. The competency of Anna Marie Crocker has been called into question. She's the former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges. During a court appearance yesterday, her attorney raised concerns about her mental state that prompted the judge to order a competency examination. Crocker charged in both Kenosha and Racine counties with offenses including first-degree sexual assault of a child will return to court for a competency hearing April 4th. Plans for a new ICE center in Racine County have been put on ice. According to a statement put out by would-be organizers, the county government has pulled back its support for the project. Officials with the Racine County ICE Center nonprofit says the county's decision ices a previous plan that included land donation and financial contributions. RCIC officials say they remain optimistic about future possibilities for bringing an ICE Center to the area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows upper 20s to 30. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few flurries and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing to the 40s, even some 50s. It's 39 right now.
I want
Turn It Up. It's Bachman Turner Overdrive on WRJN. I say turn it up because researchers found that teens who are asked to turn down the volume of their earbuds or headphones are more likely to turn them up instead. The study is out of the University of Colorado, and it also found that boys listen to music louder than girls do.
Crystal. persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood. Crystal blue persuasion.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless center back on WRJN. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers, too. He's on every hour weekdays, and you can see the entire WRJN sports lineup on demand at WRJN.com.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. You're bright enough for me all of my days. Love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
James Taylor on WRJN. Did I hear James Taylor's going to be at Summerfest this year? How cool is that? All right. We want to save you some money. Go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals logo. There you can save up to 50% in some cases on local food service and merchandise. Again, WRJN.com is the website. Click on the big deals logo. Shop from home. Check that site off and new deals every week.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond. The likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Spoonful, Summer in the City on WRJN makes me ache for the days of summer. And you know, it's getting closer and closer because this weekend we turn the clocks, right? Yeah, we're getting our daylight saving time on this weekend.
I need you.
More than anyone, darling. You know that I
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me.
Done.